You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remarkable. Let's get to the people. You are the fourth team in history to win a playoff series after being at least 10 games out, at least 110 games deep in the season. The other three, the 69 Mets, the 64 Cards, and the 2011 Cards, all went on to win the World Series. Something or nothing. And really, it just comes down to your belief in this. You know, you listened to the show. We wanted Houston. I thought you'd beat Houston. You did. I think you're going to beat the Guardians. I think it's Tigers in four. However, I happen to think it ends after that. And that is in no way negative. And that is in no way a shot at the team. It's been one of the most remarkable things in my 20 years with you guys in this city. It's been one of the most remarkable things, if not the most remarkable, I've ever seen. Ever. You don't see things that have, in essence, a 0% chance of happening happen. It's remarkable. But I want to know if you think they can carry it further and that they can go beyond the ALCS, that they could go and win a World Series. No one's saying it's impossible, but I wanted to know if you were bought in at that level. And if you want to just live day by day, I have no problem with that. I totally understand it. Yes, you're staring at me in judgment. I feel judged.
How do you feel judged?
No, that's just your general look. My point is,
I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Well, then tremendous. David, take a text and I'll go back to the callers. Just a couple, please.
Whatever the Tigers do is gravy. Get swept by Cleveland or beat the Fields in the World Series. I'm just enjoying the ride. Go Tigers. Scott from Detroit.
All right. That's a day by day.
Yes,
got it.
Correct. I have the topmost confidence in the Tigers. They look like they aren't even tired. It's the end of the year, and they look like they're just getting started. They're fresh and healthy. Yes, they can do what those teams did.
Okay.
AJ said himself, you couldn't pitch the rotation this way for a season. This is not going to change baseball. At least I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't, too, but I don't want to do that topic because people will not, they will not allow themselves to think in two different terms. They're going to take it as negative when it's not. So I really don't feel like dealing with it. It's like if David tells me he doesn't like Mexican food, that doesn't mean David's bad, right? I don't have to like this style of ball. I've always found it to be a bit of a cheat code, a bit cheap, a bit fluky. The bottom line is, if it's involving a team that we talk about on a daily basis and it's gotten them to the playoffs and it can get us a parade down Woodward, I will support it for selfish reasons. Yeah. But when you're asking me, like PSA, Jeff Rieger's a scumbag. Rieger asked me the question on the postgame last night, but you really don't like Moneyball. I go, no, I don't. It's just not my style of baseball. Then the idiot goes out and, oh, Mike doesn't like the way the Tigers play. That wasn't the context of the conversation, jackass.
Wait, Rieger got something wrong and misquoted you.
Yeah, beyond his hairline.
There's the breaking news sounder right there.
What a POS.
No, what the Tigers are doing, it's not sustainable. It's like winning the office pool because you're picking your favorite mascot when you have to pick games. Has nothing to do with what happens on the field. It's just, oh, you know, I like turtles. I like this. I like that. And you're winning. And it doesn't make any sense, but what can I say? It's working for now.
And you support it for now.
Right.
But if you ask me the question of do I want to see the whole sport go this way,
right.
No, it'd be a nightmare.
Yeah,
I have no desire for that. Let's go to the people. Go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, what's up, brother?
Hey, Mike, appreciate you having me on, man.
Yes, sir. Rico. What's going on?
Hey, so you provided three historical examples of the type of run that the Tigers are on, but let me give you three recent ones you didn't mention. The last three World Series winners, 23 Rangers, had two separate six-game winning streaks in mid to late September. The 22 Astros finished 16-6 down the stretch in September. 21 Braves finished 12-2 down the stretch in September. So all three of the last World Series winners have entered the postseason on an absolute heater.
Mm-hmm.
And what have the Tigers done? I mean, you combine all three of those records, and that's the type of run that the Tigers are on right now. So they are far and away the hottest team in baseball. And if you look at the recency of it, that's the type of team that has been winning the World Series.
So what do you think?
Well, what I was going to say is the way that this next series stacks out, they have games on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. And if you look at the whole pitching chaos, A.J. Hinch stacking his bullpen, he's going to have fresh arms for the first three games of the series. I say Tigers in four. And you know what? Tigers are winning it all this year.
There it is.
I'm believing in them all the way through.
And I don't have an issue with it. I don't. I'm not mad if anyone believes. Because right now, Justin, to your point, it isn't slowing down. But it is, I mean, Justin, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, I can't be anybody else than who I am. Like, I try to be pragmatic, and I am cynical. It's very hard to go, wait, so this is Bo Brisky's just going to be Mariano Rivera now? Like, this is the world I exist in? But it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I'll roll with it. I'm not against it.
The thing with postseason baseball, the teams that get hot are the ones that can neutralize a powerful offense with their pitching staff. And that's exactly what the Tigers have shown that they can do, not only down the stretch, but in this first series against the Astros. And, you know, I think that the Cleveland Guardians have a similar lineup construction to the Astros.
It's top heavy.
And I can really see them doing that as well. And
I agree with you. No, I listen. I really do appreciate the interesting note about the last 3 years. I think that's really intriguing, really interesting, and it's valuable. 21, 22, 23, the hottest team that entered the gates, won.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the hottest team? The Tigers.
Right. I just think there's a difference, though. Those three teams all had superstars. All right. Those three teams had superstars. You know what? Doesn't matter.
No, come on.
Those three teams all had superstars. Point to, other than Tarek Skubal and maybe Riley Green, who is your superstar on this team?
You don't have a 25 home run hitter. You don't have a 75 RBI guy.
You don't have a Simeon. You don't have a Seager. You don't have an Acuna. You don't have any of that.
Who stole 25 bags.
Right.
You don't have, you know, pitchers plural. Like Kenny, I get it.
It's a minimum requirement. You have to be hot this time of year.
All right, here's the other one. What is it? 9 of the last 12 World Series champs have a top 10 payroll. Yes, I understand all of those things, but it's flying in the face of what we're watching.
I, by the way, I'm on the ride. I'm believing in this team. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm taking it day by day. I'm more with you that I approach it in a more pragmatic way. And when you start bringing up teams that have had bona fide superstars the last 3 years, I can't get on board with that.
So you're preparing yourself for the end, is what you're
saying. No, I'm enjoying it every single day.
No, because I'm enjoying it, but you know.
Everybody in the room believes we're beating Cleveland. No?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's not preparing for the end.
No, no, no. Not winning the World Series.
Listen, man. I mean, take it from somebody whose team spends $500 million a year and we haven't even gotten to the World Series since 2009. You can't prepare to win the World Series.
Right.
It's really effing hard.
And I think saying they'll beat Cleveland and make it to the ALCS, something we thought a month and a half ago was way out of this world.
David, on September 9th, they were plus 50,000. To win the World Series. Today they're plus 1,200.
But if you're
not a bad person.
That's all I'm saying. And people listening, if you think we're negative saying that, that's like saying the Lions are going to win 10 games and everyone's saying 14. You're negative. It's still positive.
Agreed.
That too, Heather.
No, stop it. Right now, her and John are a separate matter.
248-539-9797. God, Rico's uncomfortable. Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.